Good evening. You can see I dressed for the occasion. I didn't know. I guess I didn't know where I was going. But to find myself on the stage with Davey D, and sort of you say, what have those two guys got in common? We got a lot in common. What we have in common is the need for the right of free expression in this country, not controlled by five or six companies, whether it's music or politics or anything else. Now, we are within 4 days or 5 days, in my view, of going to war. We're about to unleash the most awful thing that this country has ever done in the form of the Bush Doctrine on Iraq. Have you seen any debate in the newspapers?
No!
Have you seen any debate on television?
No!
Have you seen any debate on the radio?
No!
So, there's probably one station or two you can tell me. But the problem is that it's all owned by six or seven companies that have sort of got together. And I have this cartoon of all the stations, CBS, ABC, NBC, all of them. They're like sheep. They follow one right after another. You could turn the stage or the station on your TV and you can't tell the difference. You listen to radio. About three companies own 70% of the radio stations in this country. So you're getting the same thing no matter where you are. And the danger of that, to you and to me, is that if they get behind the government, you are only going to hear what the government wants. Now, that's happened in the world before. You've had government-controlled radio in a lot of places. You've had government fear, or the fear of government in places, so that the radio doesn't talk, or the TV doesn't talk. We don't want that. That's going to take away our freedom, because freedom is based on knowing what's going on. And I'll tell you a tale of two cities. I was in Washington, D.C., and 19 of us went out on the steps of one of the office buildings to make a statement about the war and what's going on. And in the midst of that, each of us got up and gave a little two-minute shot. And I got up and said, the President of the United States is so eager to go to war, he'll lie to get us there.
Yeah.
Now, you'd think that that might be worth putting on the evening news somewhere. There were 40 stations, 40 cameras, and 300 print media sitting there to hear the opposition to the war. Nobody, it never got printed, it never got aired any place in this country, anything about what we said on that stage. It wasn't just me, it was 19 other good people who gave statements. Now, you go to Iraq, you stand up on top of the communications building in the middle of Baghdad with a mosque behind you, and George Stephanopoulos from ABC says to you, do you really think, Jim, the President would lie to us? And I said, no, I think he'd mislead us. Now, that got all over the country. And what it did was, as one newspaper reporter said to me, it turned loose the biggest spin they had ever seen in the media, because they couldn't let the idea get out and get any legs that maybe the President of the United States wasn't telling you the truth. And the danger to you, if people like me can't speak out, or people like Davey D can't speak it out, is that you and I are in danger of losing our democracy and our freedom. They are working to consolidate this thing. The more and more you watch, you can see it already. If you want to see it really, look at Fox Entertainment. There is no Fox News. It is simply Rupert Murdoch saying, the President's right, and I'm going to give him the biggest mouthpiece in the whole damn world.
Speak hard.
And my view is that this consolidation is really to control what you know. I have to read newspapers in every other country in the world. Britain, France, Germany, Italy. I've got people reading the Arab papers, because that's the only way I can figure out what's going on. You'll never find it out in our newspapers or on our television or on our radio, because it's all collapsing into one big voice for the government.
And
what you're about is really, in this whole effort, is to stop that. So, power to the people.